Hello, it's the 24th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Town Centre is losing another retailer set to close their doors at the beginning of September. Next, a store that sells men's, women's and children's clothing and shoes greeted shoppers with the store window announcement. The Post declared that Saturday, the 3rd of September at 6pm marks the end of trading at their Midland Road location. Many took to social media to voice their concerns about the number of stores which have left the centre of town in the past few years, including Marks & Spencer's, Beals and River Island. One person wrote, "Wake up, Bedford Council. It will be like a Wild West ghost town if allowed to continue." Councillor Harry Van responded that the council is working with the landlord's agent in an attempt to keep Next within the premises. Close to 900 Arriva bus employees are set to strike over pay in Luton, as well as Milton Keynes, Hemel Hempstead and Aylesbury. The first shutdown will occur between 5th and 7th of September, with additional action possible. A field fire in Westning started on Monday afternoon may have been caused by a squirrel. The rodent chewed through high-voltage electric cable located next to a pylon, sparking the fire. Firefighting crews from Stopsley, Woburn, Shefford, Luton and Kempston attended the 800 by 500 foot blaze near Toddington Road. The flames were brought under control 3 hours later around 7:30 in the evening. 22-year-old Chris Wilkins from Lidlington lost his sight almost overnight while in college. His blindness was a result of a brain condition known as hydrocephalus. The unstoppable Mr. Wilkins, however, achieved academic success and will be attending Cardiff Metropolitan University with an intention of studying rehabilitation, massage and sports conditioning. That's it for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.